This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Past 7, half the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello. Jay Kirshner and I are together to inform you, to enthrall you, to entertain you. Let me enter. Well, I don't know. You can make up your own mind about who's...
Are you not entertained?
I hope I'm entertaining. But, you know, there's one of those things, the definition of entertainment is not necessarily... I always thought when I was growing up, to be entertained, I had a laugh. But entertainment is about occupying your mind. It's about focusing on something. For example, I found something I've been, because I'm trying to test my eyes after this operation and read a lot of stuff, I find myself every once in a while, you get a kick out of this, Jay, reaching for my glasses that aren't there.
Really? Like having to readjust or something?
Going to my head. I put my hand up to my eyes or the side of my head to take the glasses off, and they're not there. And so under the circumstances, my eyes are bloodshot, and it'll take a while for them to heal. I'll tell you one thing. I went to the movies the other night, and I saw 80 for Brady?
Oh, 80 for Brady. What did you think?
It was cute. The audience in, it's always different. The audience in Los Angeles, I went to the AMC theater. It's on Santa Monica Boulevard, big mall. It's there, right up the street from where my daughter lives. So going in there, and when I sat down through a few of the previews, and I thought it was interesting, one of the things that was in the preview was a new movie that has Jane Fonda and what's-her-face. They've become apparently great friends, and so they're doing a new movie together. At any rate, so when what's-her-face comes up, from Australia. Why do I always... Nicole Kidman. If I think forehead...
Nicole Kidman does that whole, welcome to the theater.
Right. Welcome to the AMC theater. They paid her $1 million to do that. It was probably an hour and a half's worth of work. And the audience cheered. And so through the course of the movie, theater was full. Everybody was having a good time. They were laughing at a lot of the things that were going on. The characters like Harry Hamlin, an old face, making out with Jane Fonda. It was a fun, silly movie. And, you know, they touted it with 4 Academy Award winners. This is the silliest thing any or all of them have ever done. Except maybe Jane Fonda doing Barbarito or whatever. What was that, Barbarella? You don't even know what that is.
I don't even know what that one is. Barbarella. Was that Pam Anderson?
Barbarella, yeah, right. Bob's helping us put the program together today. Anyway, so meanwhile, back to some of the things that people find they think they know about celebrities or people that have been in the news a lot or people who have been in historical focus. So while I'm reading and absorbing all of this stuff, because I can't really be too physical, I found 6 amazing facts about Cleopatra. And I thought I might share them because we all think, well, first of all, you think Cleopatra is Elizabeth Taylor or vice versa, right?
That's immediately where my brain goes. Exactly. I visualize Elizabeth Taylor as Cleopatra.
Mm-hmm. Right. Cleopatra was the Egyptian leader, but she wasn't Egyptian. She ruled Egypt as a pharaoh before 100 years before the Christian era. She wasn't of Egyptian descent. She was Greek, which I thought was very interesting. She was a very popular ruler. Everybody liked her, including her husband, Richard. Burton. Okay, he liked her a lot. Mm-hmm. That was a bad joke. Sorry. Anyway, she...
What was the guy's name? Antony? No.
Her husband? Cleopatra's husband.
Cleopatra's, yes.
Was Antony. I believe it was. Yes. No, it was not Anthony, but Antony.
Antony.
I think that was it. There was a lot of Roman propaganda because they didn't like a lot of the men. This was the beginning of that era which has been longstanding, that men didn't like women who were powerful or in power. So behind the scenes, there were lots of things going on trying to dismantle her rule. She was actually in Rome when Julius Caesar was assassinated. And that really, the Ides of March in 44 B.C., remember that? Et tu, Brute, and all of that stuff. Some people said that she committed suicide by having a snake bite her. That's not the case at all. And anyway, the businesses, I started this out with Cleopatra in the movie. In 1963, she and Richard Burton get together, and there we go. From there, it was all uphill. So I thought you'd get a kick out of that, a little bit of nothing. That's how I've been entertaining myself here for the last
couple
days.
Wait, I do have to ask, though, because this is something that has been, like, living rent-free in my brain. No, you've had both of your eyes worked on by now, but when you had only one eye worked on and the other eye hadn't been worked on yet, did you have any kind of, like, was it discombobulating because you had one eye that was now seeing more clear, but the other eye...
As a matter of fact, it was immediately, when I went to see the doctor after I was finished, I started at about, I don't know, 5 o'clock in the morning. I was out of there at 8 something. I was very groggy. I slept most of the day. When I went back to see him the next morning, he put me in front of an eye chart. And I read everything on the eye chart. I read things on the eye chart I've been able to read for 35 years. And so that was deemed to be a success in the sense that it was something that I didn't expect was going to happen that quickly, nor did he. And that was only one eye. So under the circumstances, I can see there's a little bit of cloudiness and a little something frame of reference-wise out of my left eye that I'm not sure of. But for the most part, my vision is much more clear. I don't have to have glasses for anything. I love driving at night now. There's a little bit of a halo, but that's supposed to go away in a week or so.
Okay.
All right, here we are on the Good Day program. Jake Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the latest on the Chinese propaganda as they continue to protest the fighter jets shooting down. Now, let's see. It wasn't fighter jets. It was one jet and one missile. So right away, here we go, CNN misreporting the facts. And that's why I don't like CNN. But anyway, the bottom line here, the protests, this was a balloon that drifted from the west to the east, as we all know. They don't like the fact that we shut
it down.
Before
I made it to Montana.
Yeah, right. This was something in terms of my reaction to this. Should have been done the first day they saw it. Chinese say we overreacted and we violated international practice. What the heck does that mean? We didn't violate anything. We protected our shores. We should have done it 4 days before it was done.
It's pretty much finders keepers law. Like, it's in our territory. Right. We get to do what we want with it. And they shot it down over the Atlantic Ocean so that no debris would hurt anybody or anything. And
They say it was a civilian research vessel. Okay. So what are you doing over the United States?
It was monitoring the weather. Yeah, it was supposed to be like a meteorology thing, and that it just kind of got away from us or whatever. Okay, so then why didn't you report that, hey, this got away from us, just to let you guys know ahead of time, because that's not what happened. They are dirty liars.
So, not to put too fine a point on it, but there you go.
In this situation.
Straight from Jay's heart and her head and her mouth. So now all the phony politicos want to have briefings. They want to have a, we want to know the story, we're going to investigate. What do you have to investigate? The Chinese did their usual thing, and we fell for it, lock, stock, and barrel, like a bunch of fools, because we don't have strong leadership. And so now the Capitol Hill is going to do, and they're going to do the investigation, and then they're going to vote on the Chinese. What are they going to vote on?
It was a complete accident and random circumstances that a second balloon happened to be over Latin America. What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence, huh? Right, exactly. Anyway, the Gang of Eight has been briefed on this over and over and over again. What happens with it? It's over. It's done. What do you expect the Chinese to do? I love this guy, Chuck Schumer. He's such a grandstander. He says the briefing will include information about China's surveillance capabilities, research capabilities, development capabilities for weapons system. What do you? What, why is it taking so long? Why did you have this information 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Why is it, you big bunch of phonies? What a bunch of gas bags, man, I'll tell you. To worry about this. And seriously, they're a bunch of big blowhards that wouldn't know their butt in a snowstorm. Not to put too fine a point. All right, so the bad weather's over in all across the country. Got so damn cold last week. Cold from the upper Midwest across the UP down into the Midwest, down into Texas, all the way across, sort of shot up Tennessee and then into the Northeast. The Pennsylvanians got it. New Yorkers got it. New England's got it big time. I was talking all weekend long while I was in California. I was very sad not to be where it was 15 below zero, and the wind chill factor was 30 below. But I managed.
Yeah, you missed out on all the fun.
Right, exactly. As they kept sending me pictures of Daisy out in the cold and running around and then running back to the door, because that's where, you know, she's no fool. She wanted to be back inside. The poor guy's working on the farm, trying to keep the cows warm. Well, back up in the 50s now, for the rest of the week, and there was some harm done. We had like 21 fires that were caused by people heating. How stupid can you get? People heating their home by opening up their stove and turning it on, right? Or
yeah, especially if it's a gas stove. Oh, my goodness.
Right. Yeah, and then people went out and got those. They went to Costco or wherever, a hardware store, and they bought those space heaters, and they hooked them up to a little tank of, of gas. And two or three people got asphyxiated because the gas wasn't installed properly, or they didn't do it
right.
People
are getting the outdoor ones, like people use that for patios at night and bring them in the house.
Yeah, that same kind of thing. Yeah, exactly. So what is the old word? To the wise is sufficient. Please, if you have cold weather, don't do that. Maybe we're through the worst of the cold for this season. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that. Doug Steffen with Jay on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, or the Doug and Jay Good Day program, at 18 after the hour.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. We are all about the business of celebrity news, comments, gossip, social media. That's about all it's good for. But it's fun every once in a while to dig around. Sometimes there's good news, sometimes there's bad news, sometimes it is kind of silly. The fate of Elmo and Rosita. I think maybe this is something good for those of you who are in the military. I love Sesame Street. I've always, ever since my children, I didn't grow up with them, my children certainly did, and there was something that came out of the Sesame Workshops, the company behind Sesame Street, that was really something special. So now they've partnered, with the U.S. Armed Forces to launch a digital resource center to help military families focus on self-care and emotional well-being. And the spokesperson in these videos are Elmo and Rosita, who
yeah,
are
this
two.
Is great.
Isn't this cool? I think this is one of the videos, Jay, encourages thinking about went wells, which is something that happens. If you have hard days, says Rosita's father, Ricardo, that's when you think about your went wells. Three simple things, no matter how large or how small, that have gone well in a day. Things that have gone well, these are went wells, right? You had a good cup of coffee, maybe. You had a good therapy session. You had family game night. Maybe you had a good conversation with your boss. Maybe
your hands were full
raise.
And somebody else held the door open for you. Just
a
kind gesture from a stranger.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, and this is something that a lot of adults are always trying to do with thinking of, like, the gratitude or the gratitude journals and thinking of three things that they are thankful for. Well, when you're talking to a child about this, you have to put it in their terms. And the went wells are so amazing. And again, it's
great
something
phrase.
That adults can even take from as well.
Isn't that a great phrase? I think that's
great.
I love
this. The went wells.
Yeah. I think it's a fabulous phrase, frankly. All right. So that's what's happening on Sesame Street. The help from Elmo and Rosita. I don't know the character Rosita. Do you? I certainly know Bert and Ernie and Elmo and Cookie Monster and, you know.
I think Rosita, I don't know when she was added to the program, because I never really watched Sesame Street, but I think that she is a, like, Elmo, is she Elmo's best friend? Is she one of the good friends of Elmo?
Could be. I don't know. I'm just saying that it's kind of a nice thing to have this. The more of these sorts of things we have, to give us a positive
experience. Especially for military families.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yep. All right, Super Bowl is next week, right? Yeah.
It's this coming Sunday.
All right, okay. So the day after the Super Bowl, referred to frequently as Super Bowl Monday, good God, this is going to become a national holiday, yet another day off?
Cool. It
Who's
could become a holiday
idea?
For Tennessee, at least. Not national, but it could become
Tennessee.
But this is, they always say that the day after Super Bowl and occasionally the day after St. Patty's Day are the number one days that people will call off of work. Sometimes people call off ahead of time. Sometimes people call in, quote unquote, sick the morning of. And people are thinking, you know what? It's Monday. It's Super Bowl Monday. Let's just start saying you don't have to work on that day.
Yeah. No, not...
Hello, it's a bill that was introduced, to the state Senate.
Right. Duh.
Like, this is actually happening.
Right. I think this is very cool, actually. And to not have it... to sort of have it... Their thinking is to have it replace Columbus Day. I'd rather not see Columbus Day, and I'd rather not see Super Bowl Monday. I'd rather
see... Which would you prefer to have, though?
What did you say?
You have to pick one. You have to pick one. Which one do you pick?
Neither. I don't have to pick one. You can pick one if you want. I don't want either one.
I can pick.
Yeah, you can pick.
Super Bowl Monday.
Okay, Super Bowl Monday. Makes more sense than the other one, that's for sure. All right, food for thought here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Yeah, what's going on?
Still coming up short at the supermarket? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could be suffering shrinkflation. Same price, less stuff. It's not your imagination. That cereal box is skinnier. That bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging 5 fewer chips per, according to Forbes, which reports that a bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper shrank from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. Is nothing sacred? Compare unit price, not item price. Those name products that are shorting you have to cover the cost of advertising that made you brand loyal, unlike store brands, which in many cases are made by the same supplier. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Time for us to underscore what's going on at MyPillow.com. Using the code DS, you can get fabulous bargains, even for your pets. Yes, the MyPillow pet bed is available right now, so you can have a pet that is enjoying the same comfort that you are in the MyPillow pet bed. You know, they have mattresses, mattress toppers, all those good things. MyPillow is known for quality and value. Those things are great. My pillows, different sizes. The pet bed, I'm just underscoring some of the things here. It's a fabulous company. They do fabulous work. So go through. There's a great product catalog you can get. All you have to do is download it at MyPillow.com. See what specials they have, whether it's the comforters, bathrobes. It is a cool way for you to spend a couple of moments and then save some money. MyPillow.com. Check out using the discount code DS. That's MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The State of the Union address by President Biden last night went as expected. Heckling a Biden, presumably by a Republican, blames Biden for the fentanyl deaths in America because of his border policies.
Fentanyl is killing more than 70,000 Americans a year. You got it.
Arkansas's Sarah Huckabee Sanders responds.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people. He is simply unfit to serve as commander-in-chief.
A United Airlines flight out of San Diego, California, heading for Newark, New Jersey, was forced to turn around and land after a passenger's external battery pack caught fire yesterday. At least four people are recovering after being injured from the fire that started about 10 minutes into the flight. The plane returned to San Diego. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day,
Jared. It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts in your voice. Not only us reading your words, join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. Is that annoying?
Okay, no, not for me, because I love a kazoo. I was just about to say, now it's the party. When there is a kazoo, now it's the party.
Well, because this is National Volcano Week, it couldn't come at a better time, given what's been going on over in the Middle East. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, James Collins is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So if you haven't heard about this annual celebration, it's hosted by the National Park Service. Perfect opportunity for you to learn more about the peaks that have lava in them. And these are, in case you haven't kind of figured it out, it's the lava and it's the earthquakes that actually shape the planet, shape our Earth. There are 1,350 potentially active volcanoes all around the world, 161 of which are here in our country. Some of the volcanic eruptions are witnessed by people who remember what they've seen by writing it down. Some people paint about it. Some really nice paintings here and there in art exhibition halls around the country. Some people who've seen them over in Hawaii, for example, tell the stories about them. There's a lot of scientific data that comes when one of them erupts. And then, of course, there's the death and destruction. What's the count up to now? It was 2,400 or 2,600 the last time I checked it, which was actually late yesterday. So is there the numbers? I know a number of people when I was back in Boston, but when I was listening to some of the conversations, some of the focus in Los Angeles was to line up 81 volunteers from the fire department and send them over to the Middle East. And I think there have been other fire departments around the country that have done the same thing, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sending a lot of people over.
It's already exceeding 5,000.
5,000? Okay,
yeah,
that shows you.
This is bad.
It's been 6 or 7 hours since I checked in. Yeah, of course it's bad because...
Well, and it's going to keep rising as they continue.
Find, dig more,
efforts.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
The complete buildings crumbled. It's not like they were just buildings and empty or anything. This is traumatic.
Well, it's horrific. And then there's the news media that adds to it and the whining and the people who are on camera who are looking for their children or they're looking for their brothers, their fathers. And it's understandable. I'll know about that. The eruptions that we have because of the plates moving, because of the lava, which is a part of, and I think I've explained this and probably other people better explaining it than me, can tell you about how below the surface everything is liquid. And the deeper you go into the core of the Earth, the hotter it is. By the time you get to the center of the Earth, the temperature is about 12,000 to 14,000 degrees. Mm. Can you imagine? I mean, you can't even imagine that. You can't, really. And so anyway, you've got a lot of discovery here. I think I remember Mount St. Helens erupting. I don't remember how many years ago it was, but that's our biggest. I think that's our biggest volcano other than what's on the Hawaiian Islands. So anyway, if you want to, there's a video the National Park Service is offering. If you want to get a close-up view of lava flowing in Hawaii from the crater as recently, I think, as the last week, last 10 or 12 days.
Yeah.
There's a time-lapse compressed video that shows what has happened, and what really, this is how, when planets are born, this is kind of what the activity, this is what it looks like. As everything gets hot and gets shaped, there are some people, this week I was reading, I think it was last, I'm trying to remember when I read this, it may have been over the weekend, the situation with the moon and whether or not the moon, there are a lot of people that philosophize or say that the moon was originally a piece of the Earth. There are some new characters around who are suggesting the moon is a planetary, it's a spy planet, kind of like out of Star Wars, and that there are people living inside the moon who are spying on us. And
Earth
who knows
is the greatest reality show. That's it. It's just they're popping popcorn and watching.
Right. Yeah, exactly. All right. So here's some good news. The lady who's in charge of the Treasury Department, Secretary Janet Yellen, is talking this week about avoiding a recession. I thought what she said, this kind of echoes what I've been saying, what a lot of other people have been saying. She says you don't have a recession when you got 500,000 new jobs. You saw the job report yesterday, right? The jobs for December, it's the lowest unemployment in 50 years, like down to 3.4% or something. So you don't really have a recession. There is in certain business.
But that's also coming off of a pandemic where so many people lost their jobs. There is only one way to go, it seems.
Yeah. There are a lot of people on assistance, way too many. That's a bad sign. But there are, if the non-farm payrolls were up by 517 jobs and the unemployment rate drops to a 53-year low of 3.4%. Now, looking at the actual numbers, I have been nosing around this for a couple of days. This is something that politicians, of course, the Democrats, because they are in the White House, they're going to take credit for it. Yeah, it's us. We did it. No, you didn't. Any more than Trump did it when he was in office before. It's the ebb and flow of the way the way the government spends, the way you spend, the interest rates. What I think was wrong was for the Fed to up another, what was it, a quarter of a point or something last Friday? Seems to me it went up a quarter of a point, and there was no reason for it. When you got all of these numbers, that's just piling on and making it difficult for people to buy homes, which is the most important singular purchase we all know. Car business is also number two. Car business is great. Still can't find enough inventory. And the housing market is not strong, but not bad. It hasn't fallen apart. It's just got weakened. And so, anyway, you got all of this stuff. The problem that is a focus we don't seem to be able to do anything about or have the stomach or the balsam to do it is that $31.4 trillion debt that we have. We keep wiggling around with that. I thought that McCarthy and Biden were supposed to, when they talked last week, figure out how they could raise the debt limit. I guess they didn't do anything, but they've agreed to meet again, if I understand. Yeah, okay. Well, at least I find that that's something that's good. I think that that's, when you think about all of the things that are important, I think that that is, that's, just look at it that, what's the song that I love to say? I don't know if James, this got carried over from Radio America. The Eric Idle tune, always look on the bright side of life. Dude. I did that just for Jay because she loves kazoos.
I think I'm alone in that, but I love it too.
The world, who doesn't love, I love a kazoo. Who doesn't love a kazoo? Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I play with that with my grandson. He thinks the greatest thing in the world. Scientists have discovered a new form of ice. Aha! And you thought ice was ice was ice was ice. But no, there are different kinds of ice. So this goes down in history. You think this is as great as the discovery of penicillin or chocolate chip cookies? Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to look at because it doesn't even, like, if I saw this, I would not think it was ice.
What would you think it was?
It's not penicillin. A marble?
No. Really?
Like,
well, there's a crystalline pattern to it. Yeah, you're looking at a picture of it. The new ice has not much the same kind of structure as regular ice does. Researchers have put this new kind of ice together by shaking normal ice, putting it in with steel balls, cooling it to 200 degrees below zero, creating a white powder-like substance. Like if you are going, after you finish work on Friday afternoon, you want to go down to the local bar and have a little schnapps, I'm not sure this is what you want to put in your drink.
But it's, just, it's so, ice is clear. This is just, it just seems so, what's the word I'm looking for? Opaque?
Opaque.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
right.
The one.
Yeah.
It just, it looks so odd.
It does. Well, listen. It is odd when you get something that's put together 200 degrees, unga bunga. All right, let's celebrate the life and times of David Balogun. A couple of names in the news. David Balogun plays piano, working on his black belt in martial arts, and is known to engage in the occasional pillow fight. He's 9 years old. He has one thing, Jay, that he loves above anything and everything else. He is an ardent learner. Reminds me of my grandson.
Mm-hmm.
The high school diploma that he just got, right? 9 years old, just got his high school diploma. When you think about, if you look at the stats for the youngest high school grads in U.S. history, I think he's like number four or number five, 9 years old, graduating from high school. He's from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. He's taking classes at the community college now. And he says, I want to be an astrophysicist. Well, isn't he the perfect candidate?
Yeah,
don't we want somebody?
He's on his way.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And so, he graduated high school in 3 years with a 4.0 GPA. Nine years old.
What's wrong with that? Right? That's good. Who's planning to go on trips for summertime? We got our, listen, I want everybody to be optimistic. This is early February, but it's always, never mind going away in the wintertime. From the, 1st of May, kind of, especially, well, maybe you go to Memorial Day and then through Labor Day, there are lots of airlines that are offering, not passes, but they're offering discounts to get people to make their, they're trying to make their plans early, the airlines are, so they know what they're going to be up against, because they haven't really had, since the pandemic, they really haven't had consistency. So maybe this is a good time to book a flight. Other news, I was watching live with Kelly and Ryan. Ashton Kutcher was on. I don't know if you watched that program or not, but I was sort of in, I was rehabbing from my eye operation. And one of the things that Ashton Kutcher was talking about is he's out, he's promoting that movie that he's in with Ryan Seacrest, Good Duck, with, Reese Witherspoon. He says he was blanking pissed when his ex-wife, Demi Moore's memoir came out and told a story about things that he didn't want exposed, apparently. So something for you to look for. Here we are at 48 past the hour on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jack Stockwell is here. Good day. Health time is 53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with Dr. Jack. So I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the eyes. Most people know that I've had both my eyes operated on in the past 4 or 5 days. I had the extraction of the cataracts and the replacement of the corneal, it's a corneal implant sort of thing that will, when it's all healed and everything is put together, it will improve my vision. Actually, I took a test yesterday on the left eye, which was the first one that was implanted, and I have 20/15 vision in that.
Wow.
Which astounded the doctor that it was that fast. The other one is a little scratchy, although not so bad this morning. It was kind of scratchy right after I'd had the operation. But I wanted to talk to you about the specially formulated eye supplements. I know that there are some, or maybe I should ask the question a different way, because you represent Standard Process, and if you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, you can see a lot of the things besides Jack's own supplements, like the Long Life Energy Enzymes that you can order there that are fabulous for anything and everything in your body and in your life. But I wondered if people, because there, I was amazed, Jack. This fellow... Whenever you're in Hollywood, it's always, this guy's the doctor to the stars or whomever. Well, this guy, he told me who he's operated on, and I can't tell you who it is because it's HIPAA stuff. Well, I can tell you Michael Jackson because he's dead. This guy has taken care of 4,000, he's done 4,000 of these operations. And there are different ways of fixing the problem, but my cataracts had gotten so that I couldn't see at night in the halos and stuff. You know that. You and I have talked about that. And
well, I've been through the same surgery.
Yeah, yeah. So as our eyes age, what supplements do you suggest to people so that if they, is there a way of avoiding this if you're eating the right stuff or taking the right supplements? Because I take a lot of the right supplements and I couldn't avoid it. So is this inevitable or can you stall it off by taking the right supplements? What's your advice?
Yes, you can stall it off. Remember, the number one cause of disease in American lifestyle, in American human beings, is not viruses, it's not bacteria, it's malnutrition. And some organs in the body suffer faster and worse than other organs. And the eyes, because the optic nerve, the retina, in the back of the eyeball, there's 10 layers to that retina, is an extension of the brain itself. And as such, it needs constant nourishment, or people are going to go through the same thing that both you and I have, severe problems with cataracts. I finally got multifocal lenses put in both of them in the cornea. And now I can see like a hawk. I'm 72. I am amazed how well I can see, but I still constantly supplement. And there's two of them in particular I highly recommend. Number one is something called oculotrophin. It's the protomorphogen to stop any kind of autoimmune attack against the eyeball itself. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the cornea, whether it's the muscles, whether it's the retina, oculotrophin, PMG. And then another one, which is one of the best supplements Standard Process makes, called iPlex. It's the letter I and then plex. And it is loaded with things that we have known, herbs, vitamins, foods that we have known for decades, is absolutely essential for good eye health. Now, when you couple this with the idea that most diets in America today neglect vital micronutrition that the eyes need, let alone the brain, everybody's going to end up in the same road that you and I did, with having to have something done with those eyes so that we can continue to see. So I'm very happy that you got the surgery that you did, Doug. I got it 4 years ago, and I can read, I can see my fingerprints with my hand in front of my face at 72 years old.
So how long did it take you to recover? My left eye seems to be recovering fine, the right one a little more slowly. And I just wondered how to cure, because the doctor told me what to expect. He said, a couple of weeks it'll be, and I have to go back and see him in a couple of weeks. But how, was that your experience, too?
No, mine took a little bit longer, but it had a lot to do with the brain's ability to make sense out of the new lenses that I have.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, there's an adaptive period. I think that's true. Oculotropin. Yeah, check out with, send a note to Jack if you didn't get it all at ForbiddenDoctor.com. But yeah, you got to take care of your eyes. You got to feed your eyes that you don't lose that wonderful, what good's life without being able to see, right? Dr. Jack Stockwell, Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, it's 50.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extend.